This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein you can pose questions. We're here, we can answer questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and share your concerns, maybe talk about your experiences during the coronavirus pandemic. 877-726-8255. We're all itching to get out there and resume life once again, but for some of us, lockdown continues. Israeli researchers are looking at an unusual solution to coronavirus. They're going to launch clinical trials to test CBD, that's cannabidiol, that's a derivative of hemp. We've talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine. It's the pot minus the THC, that's the hallucinogenic component of marijuana. CBD has anti-inflammatory properties. It also has a mild mood stabilizing effect. It's great for sleep. I've been taking a couple of CBD capsules at bedtime every night during this pandemic. And oh my goodness, amidst the stress, I'm having great sleep. That is not the problem. Boredom, yes. Restrictions about going outside, having to wear a mask in a store. The dislocation of having to talk to my patients via telemedicine on Skype or via phone calls. Yeah, all those inconveniences. But sleep is not a problem with CBD for me. Israeli researchers have launched three clinical trials that utilize CBD's anti-inflammatory properties as potential COVID-19 treatment. Yeah, that's for real. By the way, Israel is a real hub of CBD research. Some of the top CBD researchers are located in that small innovative company. An outfit called Innocan Pharma announced a collaboration with Tel Aviv University to instill CBD medicine through exosomes. That's a way of delivering the medication directly into cells. The unconventional method would utilize the exosomes as homing missiles so they can uniquely target cell organs damaged by COVID-19. They believe that CBD's anti-inflammatory properties will repair the damaged cells, and in particular, the lungs are a target of coronavirus. So scientists will have patients receive CBD-enriched exosomes through an inhalation device. That's innovative. In another trial at Israel's Rabin Medical Center, doctors will combine traditional steroids and CBD with the belief that CBD will enhance the therapeutic potential of the steroids. So there's all kinds of clinical trials that invoke the benefits of CBD for coronavirus. Let's take some phone calls, 877-726-8255. We have a couple of recorded calls. That number available 24/7. Let's hear them.
Hello. If you soak your feet in Epsom salt, will it affect your kidneys in any way? Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. I would appreciate an answer to that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because magnesium It's hard for some people to absorb magnesium, so it's been suggested that people use topical magnesium formulations to get the magnesium into their bodies. And those usually come in creams or gels that you basically rub on the skin surface. So it is claimed by some of my, I think, most innovative colleagues that that's a good workaround for difficulties that people might have with magnesium. You know, it can only take as much, so much magnesium by mouth. Some people have gastrointestinal intolerance. They get a laxative effect from the magnesium taken orally. So it's suggested that they take magnesium topically. I'm not sure that that works. You know, I'd have to look at the research that shows that blood levels or cellular levels of magnesium are increased when people use these topical creams. But then there's magnesium sulfate, which is, you know, cheap and available form of magnesium. You know, you can go to the local CVS and get yourself a bag of Epsom salts, and then you can soak your feet, and that feels good. And, you know, taking an Epsom salt bath definitely has relaxing effects. It's good for muscle soreness. I do that sometimes when I'm achy after too much exercise. And presumably some of that magnesium gets in. The problem occurs when people have kidney problems, because it's pretty hard to create problems for yourself by taking excess magnesium by mouth, because you're going to get diarrhea before you absorb too much. But when you have a kidney problem, magnesium builds up easily, because the kidneys are the filter for getting rid of excess magnesium. So if you have kidney failure, or if you're on dialysis, perhaps, if you have limited kidney function, then there's a possibility that magnesium can build up. So this is a theoretical concern. I don't think it's ever been demonstrated that you can get so much magnesium absorbed into your body through soaking your feet in Epsom salt that it's going to cause such high levels of magnesium that the consequences are that it can create heart block at very high levels. That's at least the theoretical concern when people have excess magnesium and their kidneys can't filter it out. I don't see it as a problem. I don't see it as a practical problem. You know, perhaps under the worst circumstances with a very, very bad kidney failure, maybe. And I'm not even sure that you're going to absorb that much magnesium through, an Epsom salt foot bath. But it's a good way to make your feet feel better after a hard day on your feet. You know, especially if you're, a medical person working in those 12, 16-hour shifts, taking care of patients in the ICU. Maybe you want to go home and, you know, take a Epsom salt foot bath. All right, we talked about CBD research in Israel for coronavirus. This one even tops that. Clinical study considers the power of intercessory prayer to combat COVID-19. This is for real, folks. There's a real clinical study. Okay, what is intercessory prayer? I mean, we know that religiosity and prayer may have beneficial medical effects, because people who pray, who are religious, who have a sense that God has a plan and there's hope, this has a good effect on the immune system. People who are in despair, people who have no sense that there's any kind of out, their immune systems tend to collapse under the stress. But intercessory prayer is something different. It has nothing to do with the religious orientation of the person in question, the sick person. It is remote intercessory prayer. It's not even administered at the bedside. It's not like a chaplain or a rabbi or an imam come to your room and pray for you. It's prayer that's delivered remotely, and it's actually been studied. Some studies say, yeah, there's an effect. Other studies debunk it. So a physician in Kansas City, doctor, I can't even pronounce the name. It's an Indian name, Dr. Dhananjaya Lucky Reddy. I hope I'm doing justice to the pronunciation. He's a cardiologist, He is of Hindu background himself in terms of his religious orientation, but he's actually spent a lot of time studying other world religions, Christianity and Islam and Judaism and Buddhism. But he's a conventional cardiologist. That's his job. That's his day job. So the research, this is actually reported by NPR, by their correspondent Tom Jelton. Half of the patients randomly chosen will receive a, quote, universal prayer offered in five denominational forms via Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Buddhism. The other 500 will constitute the control group. They won't get any prayers. And these prayer, it's not going to be done in the presence of these patients. There's going to be prayers sent out like radio waves in the direction of these sick COVID-19 patients. And it's not like, you know, this is in lieu of standard care. All these patients are going to get standard care. And it's a double-blind placebo-controlled study. So the doctors and the patients taking care of these sick coronavirus sufferers won't even know whether the prayer is being directed towards them. So they're going to see. Dr. Lucky Reddy says, we all believe in science and we also believe in faith. If there is a supernatural power, which a lot of us believe, would that power of prayer and divine intervention change the outcomes in a concerted fashion? That was the question. And so it's interesting. I mean, that they're actually going to put this to a scientific test and we'll see how it pans. It'd be amazing if there was a difference. That will truly be a supernatural phenomenon that will illustrate the power of prayer. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And this coronavirus bug is a very, very weird and elusive bug. We're discovering things all the time about it. For example, one of the symptoms of coronavirus is blue toes. Blue toes? Well, that suggests that there are circulatory problems associated with coronavirus infection. And indeed, this is cropping up. Physicians in New York, which still leads the nation in reported COVID-19 cases, are reporting significantly more acute large vessel strokes, disconcertingly occurring in young adults infected with COVID-19. Normally things that appear in medical journals, okay, you submit and then you sit in your hands and you wait while the peer review committee reviews that. And then, you know, maybe months or even years later, you get your item published. But because of the urgency of coronavirus crisis, rapid communications are disseminating information about some of our new findings about COVID-19. And what's also particularly bothersome about this is that 5 cases of these large vessel strokes occurred in patients who had either no or mild COVID-19 symptoms. So it's almost like the only manifestation of it was they didn't have shortness of breath, they weren't coughing, they weren't sneezing, they didn't have the, you know, familiar malaise, temperature, fever. They just got strokes. And it is fortunately, kind of a rare complication of this, but they say that inflammation in the blood vessel walls may be driving thrombosis formation. And that is also confirmed in the Netherlands. They found a remarkably high 31% rate of thrombotic complications among 184 critical care patients with COVID-19 pneumonia. So pulmonary emboli, blood clots in the leg. These are problems that we're seeing. It's almost like the blood thickens and the platelets clump together and blood clots form. Even apparently in people without serious pre-existing cardiovascular disease. It's very scary. This item, we're talking about optimization, and optimization may be something that helps us overall to achieve longevity, but also may help us become more resistant to some of the devastating side effects of coronavirus. You know, your body's made of trillions of cells, and each one is continually hard at work to keep you healthy and resilient, to keep up with their essential work like creating energy, supporting repair, and helping to maintain healthy mitochondria. A sufficient supply of an essential molecule called NAD must be available, and the cellular supplement True Niagen Pro contains niagen nicotinamide riboside, which works to boost your NAD supply. In fact, Niagen is the only nutrient that is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and efficacious in boosting NAD in people. Having safe, effective ways to boost our NAD is especially important amidst our current situation because lifestyle influences such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, and lack of sleep, things we're likely to be experiencing more frequently today, all can decrease your cell's precious NAD supply. Various types of physiologic stress, including stress on the immune system and lack of exercise, can also deplete our NAD pool. You can safely and effectively elevate your NAD levels with True Niagen Pro to give your hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best and help you stay resilient. True Niagen Pro's ability to increase NAD is backed by multiple published peer-reviewed human studies. True Niagen Pro is a cellular defense for life. I take it and recommend it to my patients and use it myself. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro or to order your supply, visit drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's TRU, True Niagen Pro, drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. 877-726-8255 for questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Remember that number, 877-726-8255, is available 24-7, 877-726-TALK. And you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. It's Bruce from upstate New York. And I saw there was a very comprehensive study about using salt to deactivate this the virus. You spray the salt on the front of your mask and let it dry, and then the salt would inactivate that virus. What's the story about that? Again, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I hadn't heard about that. Seems to me like, you know, you'd have kind of a crunchy mask, you know, because all the salt crystals there would be, you know, somehow, you know, crackling there as you, you know, move your mask around or start talking. Crystals would start falling off into, you know, down front of your shirt. I hadn't heard about that. And, you know, so this kind of brings up a point, which is that there are a lot of substances that can inactivate viruses. And, you know, if you put, you know, some Clorox on the virus, it'll inactivate it. If you put, you know, 90 proof alcohol on the virus, it'll inactivate it. If you put some sarsaparilla on the virus, I mean, I'm just riffing here. It could inactivate the virus. That doesn't necessarily, that's what's called in vitro. That means in the test tube. You know, we can discover a lot of things that inactivate the virus. But the question is, in vitro, in the body, can these substances inactivate the virus? And that got the president speculating. He was sort of winging it. He was much criticized for saying, yeah, maybe, you know, we could take some of those disinfectants and somehow get them inside the body. And, you know, lo and behold, people said he was claiming people could drink Drano or inject Clorox. And then, Purell issued a famous, disclaimer saying, you know, don't drink it. You know, we're not recommending this for internal use. So, you know, when it comes to the salt, yeah, I mean, maybe it's going to offer some additional measure protection, but I think, you know, this notion that when we go outside, there's this, pervasive miasma, you know, like some sort of toxic cloud that's hanging over our, urban areas. And, you know, even in our suburban parks and open spaces, that is, carrying, innumerable viral particles, and that, you know, we can't emerge from our lockdown because somehow these viral particles will penetrate the tiny pores in our masks, even, you know, get into our eyes and cause us to develop coronavirus. I think that that's wrong. I think, you know, there's a reason that these health professionals and hospitals are coming down sick with coronavirus, and that's because there's a huge concentration of exhaled viral particles and suspended droplets due to coughing. And, you know, a lot of these patients require suctioning. So you suction out their mucus in their lungs and in their throats and their nasal passages, and that gets suspended in the air. And that's how you get it. And you may get it, you know, being in close proximity on a subway. I don't know if, how many of you have been on New York City subways, but, you know, they used to call us strap hangers, because, you know, you jam into a subway car and you have very little space between you and the exhalations of somebody that's next to you. And, you know, you're usually pretty happy if they brush their teeth or if they haven't had a big garlic meal because, you know, you're going to detect it. And that means that, there's exchange of, exhaled material, shall we say, in the air that you breathe in under close confinement. But when you're maintaining social distancing, especially when you're outside, you know, now studies show that, with the warming temperatures, there's more humidity in the air that pulls viral particles out. And also the ultraviolet rays of the sun as we move into summer months, that inactivates the virus pretty quickly in outdoor spaces. So, I'm not seeing that is a viable strategy, you know, put salt on your mask. Or alternatively, a lot of people say, well, it works on your mask. Let's consume a lot of salt. Great. Okay. We'll all, end up with congestive heart failure and hypertension, because of excessive sodium consumption. We'll blow out our kidneys as well. That's not going to be, a practical solution for the coronavirus pandemic. All right. Here's an item, that's a call to action from something called the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. That sounds pretty legit, doesn't it? Doesn't get any better than that. A Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Who could be against that? I mean, what, you're for irresponsible medicine? This is responsible medicine. Well, the PCRM is an organization that is militantly pro-vegan. It is aligned with PETA very strongly, which is anti-vivisectionist, and, you know, certainly we should be protecting animals from unnecessary cruelty, but it's also basically anti-meat. They haven't met an animal product that they like. Not only is beef and pork in the crosshairs, red meat, but also poultry, and, oh, they're not happy about dairy. And they suggest you avoid eggs. They want you to be a vegan. And this is in the mistaken belief that somehow this will confer health benefits on everyday Americans, that we should all observe a vegan lifestyle, spare the animals, and not consume any saturated fat or cholesterol, which is a very, very shaky hypothesis. Anyway, they say don't let a good crisis go to waste. They have opportunistically pounced on the coronavirus crisis to issue a call to action in the form of a letter to the president, and I'm going to read it as follows. President Trump's plan to sign an executive order compelling meat plants to stay open endangers workers and puts the health of all Americans at risk by continuing the production of the very self-same meat products that increase the risk of the very chronic diseases that have helped make COVID-19 so deadly. So you're following that? So if you haven't noticed, most of you have, and this has actually spawned a business, people are buying extra freezers to put in their garages so that they can stock up on meat because it's hard to get meat. It's hard to get poultry. Lately, have you tried to get any chicken breast? Or pork products, very hard to get a hold of these products, right? And the reason is because we've got big industrial farms that have choke points. They send their products to slaughterhouses, some of which have been affected by the coronavirus. These are huge, huge factory slaughterhouses that often employ undocumented workers, who live in conditions that are pretty horrible. Many of them cram into housing that puts them in contact with lots and lots of family members. And they've had huge outbreaks at some of these plants, which has resulted in them being shut down. And so the net result is because of these choke points, a lot of Americans aren't able to access the animal protein that they depend on. So this Physicians Committee has called on the White House to drop its plan to force meat processing plants to stay open during the COVID-19 crisis. They're not forcing meat processing plants to stay open. They're basically relaxing some of the requirements that ordinarily would keep them shut down for months because this is a critical element of the food supply for Americans. So the letter says, Dear President Trump, please drop your plan to force meat processing plants to stay open. I urge you to drop your plan to force meat processing plants to stay open. Meat processing plants are hotbeds for coronavirus. Well, automotive plants are hotbeds for coronavirus. Reopening them is a deadly mistake. Well, what if there was an outbreak in a tofu factory? You know, would the same rules apply? Would we say, oh, don't eat tofu, it's deadly? All Americans should avoid tofu, and we should keep those plants shut down because of the health hazards posed by tofu. They've got another hidden agenda here, or actually a kind of an overt agenda, which is to stop Americans from eating animal protein. Because they say these are the very foods that increase the risk of hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, and heart disease, which are the leading COVID-19 comorbidities in New York. So, in other words, they're saying if people were all vegans, there wouldn't be any serious coronavirus. I don't think that that's a proven hypothesis. In fact, it may be that people who are on a keto diet, high in animal protein and low in carbohydrates, I mean, that's equally plausible. Eating less grains, eating less starches. Those people may actually, I'm just saying, it's a reasonable hypothesis. Those people may actually ultimately be better off in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. So, please, you guys at PCRM, please don't draft on this crisis to deprive Americans of the protein they need. Use it opportunistically to advance your anti-meat agenda. But I got to say, these factory farms, they're terrible. They're cruel to animals. We need to diversify our animal protein production sources, and small farms that more resemble the way that our economy worked in years past, with more wholesome production methods, grass-fed animals. This, I think, is a way of working around these choke points, these large factory farms, which now, because of the fact that these huge slaughterhouses, these abattoirs, have been infected with coronavirus, we need to rely more on local production for our animal protein. And I hope that diversification is a consequence of our realizing that our meat supply is currently under threat. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we got a question that says something about hairy faces. What's that about?
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. I'd like to know if men with hairy faces, since they're so popular right now, if they're harboring more coronavirus or other germs than people who do not have hairy faces. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess it's a very, very important priority on the dating list. You got to select, and just like in the old days when HIV was raging, it's like, did you have your test? Did you have your HIV test? It's like that was the priority. And now it could be, do you have a beard? Because the beard may be unhygienic and it may somehow harbor pathogens. So, I don't think that's been scientifically looked at. But you could also argue to the contrary, which is that beards may interpose a physical barrier against the virus. That, you're standing where maybe there's some aerosolized droplets that contain viral particles. And because you have a big bushy beard, the virus gets trapped on your beard. And then, in the fresh air, it gets neutralized. Rather than inhaled, you could argue that. But one thing for sure, and this actually has been studied, is that when it comes to masks, folks who wear masks, the men who have certain types of beards, and I actually saw in the beginning of this pandemic a list of acceptable facial hair, the kind of facial hair that wouldn't impair mask efficiency, preventing a proper seal around your nose and mouth, that certain types of beards could be problematic, others not. I mean, if you have like a little, pencil mustache, maybe, like a Hitler mustache, that might work because the mask could fit around it. That look is not all that popular these days for obvious reasons. Or maybe a little goatee. A little like soul patch, maybe. That could work. But when it comes to like big, bushy, hipster beards, no, that's not going to be good when it comes to a mask seal. So, I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. Is that the beard could actually be a protective factor. Especially if you spray your beard with Lysol or Clorox before going out. It might ask as, partial protection like a mask. Who knows? All right, this item, and it has to do with fatigue, which is something that a lot of us experiencing. Sitting around, we're all getting kind of stale. It's hard to get the initiative to, It's almost like I accomplished like one thing and I go, whoa, that was a big deal. How did I do it when I actually had to go out, go to work? Now it's like we're all feeling kind of lethargic. Well, here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or simply being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs damaged cells, and the key to its activity is it works on the mitochondria. Mitochondria are the energy powerhouses of the cells. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even counteracts some of the symptoms of aging. NT factor is available in ProPax, which is your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But perhaps you just already have a favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet you still want to harness the power of NT factor alone. Well, now there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with a unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without it. I've been recommending it to patients for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order it direct by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. And check out the great new website. They're very proud of it. It's user-friendly. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. The supplement industry has just sent out this dispatch supplement industry can help consumers change their health regimens after the crisis. They think, and I agree with them, that the coronavirus crisis is going to be a boon to supplement manufacturers. Here's why. The public is beginning to recognize how important it is to cultivate immune system reserve and metabolic reserve. And the popularity of supplements like vitamin D and zinc and elderberry and curcumin and resveratrol, they're all soaring as more and more people feel that it's important to take good care of themselves. So consumers have been given a wake-up call. The choices like eating the rest of that bag of potato chips instead of going for a walk can have real consequences. And if the dietary supplement industry plays its cards right, it can play a role in how Americans' diets and personal health regimens are reformed, and it could put the industry into a commanding position in the decades ahead. And I say, hooray for that. All right. Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking out our website at drhoffman.com. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and just take advantage of all that free and available content that will help you become a more informed listener to this program. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay safe. This is Intelligent Medicine.